And a very good morning. My name is Nick the Moose Batsman, Commander-in-Chief, TipTV.co.uk. The date is Thursday, the 6th of November. We're here at 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, so in terms of live markets, let's kick off with the FTSE 100 this morning, down a smidge, down 0.35%. How's that actually going, sort of charting wise?
I'm actually thinking maybe something that people haven't spotted, which is always, you know, sort of part of the point of this this exercise here. The price action of the FTSE since the beginning of October, that to me looks like an inverted head and shoulders. You've got the left shoulder there, 65.50, I think it was, 64.50, sorry.
Yep.
The right shoulder, 64.50.
Yeah.
And if we break that neckline there at 65, I think
65.40, there or thereabouts.
Yep. You've got a potential inverted head and shoulders, which is about 400 points deep. So that would...
which, again, is a minimum target.
Yeah. So
textbook-wise.
I don't think many people would have noticed that, but that is potentially very bullish. And obviously, given how far behind the FTSE is...
it's behind to, 400 yes, points, isn't it?
It's behind the US markets by such a long way that if there is a snapback and the FTSE realigns, it would be at 7,000 already by now.
Right.
So it should be at 7,000 given where the US markets are.
Okay. And in terms of momentum on the FTSE at the moment, is it sort of overbought, oversold?
No, no. For me, actually, I think this is a great, this should be a great setup. The RSI is 55, bounced off 50, which is a buy signal for me. And
yep.
We bounced off the 10-day moving average at 64.50. You'd be going sort of, according to my technical rules, you'd be going long around current levels or any dip as we've got today, 65.20. Looking for that formation to break out.
Okay.